Could you introduce your magazine to listeners of Radio Wave, to Czech audience who maybe never saw the magazine, never read through, never looked through?
So Dash magazine is a London-based magazine, but we're internationally distributed with a print run of 25,000, and our USP or unique selling point is that we use a lot of fashion illustration as imagery. So instead of using press images or catwalk images, we like to be more arty, use fashion illustrators, but also mixed media, graphic artists, etc.
How long are you around, and how did the magazine develop during the time?
The first one launched in February 2012, mm-hmm. with the spring-summer 2012 issue. We've been going since then and grown a little bit, but because budget is really tight, you know, it doesn't allow us to grow a lot. It's definitely a niche product that we're doing, but we have a really strong followership and people appreciate our imagery and our texts. So for me, just the great feedback that we're getting, this is amazing.
You already mentioned the illustration, which is an amazing part of your magazine. Who is doing the illustrations, and how are you thinking about the aesthetics and use of this thing?
So I work with illustrators from all over the world. There's great talent, and nowadays with email communication, it's very easy and fast. You don't have to send the illustrations via postal mail or DHL, and then you need to find a high-res printer. A lot of illustrations are even done directly on the computer. At the beginning, it was for me a lot of research work to find illustrators I want to work with. Over the time, I had a lot of illustrators approaching me directly that wanted to be featured and they want to do something, whether this be a large illustration for the magazine or live drawings from a fashion week. And I think it's really interesting to see how people from all the different countries work and to bring them together. Obviously, for the printed issue, we try to have a language that goes throughout the magazine. Then sometimes a certain style would not match, but maybe for the next issue that will go. And it's just an art form that I think is not appreciated enough, or it's not considered as an art form. But there is many, many, many talented fashion illustrators out there, and they're not given the place that they should be given. You see them in the horoscope pages, very tiny images, but I really try to give them the space they deserve.
How do you think about staying relevant and making the paper magazine still in contemporary time? Some people say that magazines are going to turn in little books with very specific unique content. Some people think that they are basically gonna disappear. What is your view on it?
I think the magazines that are more like books, or let's say coffee table books or coffee table magazines, is kind of a emerging form, but I don't think either books or magazine will die out. Both will stay here, and I don't think that print is gonna die either. It's become more relevant and certain news, such as newspapers, the daily newspaper. Many people read that online nowadays, but with a well-made magazine, it's much more to that. It's the tactility, it's the smell, it's the weight in your hand, and maybe also just your time off screen. And a lot of people appreciate that. And I'm a bit of a print freak myself, obviously. I'm a magazine lover, and there are some small companies, bigger companies also, that really push independent magazines, which is lovely, because I would never want to miss to feel the weight of a magazine. To be honest, obviously I discuss this topic with a lot of people, and I always ask, do you read online fashion magazines? And most of them don't. It's the news that we're getting online, and it's maybe some picture galleries that we're looking at online. It's the fast consumerism. But when we have time, we really want to appreciate it. If we want to read a long, in-depth interview, we want to do this in a magazine.
When I was going through your online version, I realized that it's like some kind of base of the things for then be very creative with in the paper magazine. Is it like this for you?
Absolutely. I mean, with the website, it's more about show reports, you know, or especially featuring young designers, We always have the label of the day where we're trying to introduce labels that are not so well known to really be a pool of discovery for many people. In the magazine, because it's coming out twice a year only, we cannot have this kind of news or shortcuts. We want to have more in-depth, long articles. So this is to balance it out, to cover both ends.
You are now in Prague, visiting, looking at the fashion scene in here a little bit. How do you like it? And what do you think about it so far?
Oh, I like it very much. I like it very much. It's my fourth time in Prague. I've been here for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week before. I've been here just recently for the design block. So I'm quite familiar with some of the local designers, and it's lovely to see them develop and grow and see how they're taking it further every season. So for me, it's being on the side of these designers and grow with them and, you know, see how they develop. And when you work with young designers, you see so many young labels that have potential, but they die because they're not handling their money right, or they're not doing their marketing right, or they don't have the strength to go all the way. It's a lot of weight on your shoulders. But if you see young labels develop, it's a big, big joy for me to see that.
Do you think that some Czech designers can be really successful abroad?
Absolutely. I mean, there is already a few. I know, for example, Martina Spitlova, who's based in London. She does amazing, amazing creations. And she's also becoming more refined over the years.